is not conforming to their way of thinking. And so they are beginning to not only put him under ways to get rid of him. From the Gospel of Mark, when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and some scribes arguing with the disciples and Jesus. And when the whole crowd saw Jesus, they were immediately overcome with awe, and they ran forward to greet him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about?" You ever want to ask anybody that? Someone from the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son. He has a spirit that makes him have seizures, and it throws him to the ground. And he foams at his mouth, and he grinds his teeth, and he becomes rigid, and I am afraid he will die. I asked your disciples to cast the demon out, but they couldn't." And he answered them, "You faithless generation, how much longer must I be among you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring this boy to me." And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, the evil spirit, it immediately convulsed the boy. And he fell on the ground and rolled about foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the father of the child, "How long has this been happening to him?" And the father said to him, "From childhood. It has often cast him into the fire, into water, to destroy him. But if you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you are able, if I am able, all things can be done with the one who believes." Immediately, the father of the child fell to his knees and cried out, I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw the crowd come running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You spirit that keeps this boy from speaking and hearing, I command you at once to come out of him and never enter him again." After crying out and convulsing the boy, the spirit came out. And the boy was like a corpse. And most of them said, "Oh, he has killed him, he's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he was able to stand. When he had entered the house, little bit, I'm not done. When he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast this demon out?" And he said to them, "This kind can only come out with prayer." Prayer. Trust. If you can heal him, these days that we are experiencing now are a sore test to our faith. They are difficult days. They are days of struggle and depression, loneliness, sadness, fear. They are days of worry. And I can't tell you not to be afraid, not to get down, not to feel lonely, because I have too. But what I can say is, you know this scripture, You know that when God says God will do something, then God does it. You know that God is more powerful than anything on this earth. You know that the coronavirus of all things is not... not something that can shake people and bother them, not shake their faith. You know this. And we need to live it. We need to live it. Live as though you are the person who believes that the boy can be healed from the moment he asks. Be the person, if you need to, that asks Jesus if you're able, but then remind yourself Jesus is always able. Jesus is able in all things. We need to be those people. We need to be the hope givers. We need to be the encouragers of trust and faith. We need to be the ones who say, Lord, you are able, and believe that. This is not an easy time, and it's not over. We've still got weeks to go. But when we hold on to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we hold on to the word of God in Scripture, when we hold on to each other, even though we cannot touch now, we can spiritually hold each other. And when I am faltering, you can share your faith with me. And when you are faltering, I can share my faith with you. And together we can be strong. Strong in the Lord. Strong in our communion together. Amen? Amen? Amen. Now, I got all kinds of messages during the time when I was speaking just now, and I know that one of them was that needed to go through the prayer concerns again. So we are we already went through like the general prayer concerns, keeping folks in prayer on the front lines, all medical personnel, all the coronavirus patients, and the families. We do have families in the congregation who have family members somewhere else who have coronavirus. They're scared. They need our prayers. You don't have to know names. You just need to know they need our prayers. We need to be in prayer for Sue Ellen Rennie. Sue Ellen has had a terrible time with her back and all her surgeries, and now she is facing having thyroid cancer. We're hoping that they're going to be able to do a lot for her, that thyroid cancer is oftentimes very treatable, but we need to be in prayer for her. We need to wish Lori Brooks a happy birthday. We need to be with the folks in a spiritual way, in a prayerful way, that are having a really hard time with this. This is psychologically and emotionally really trying, very, very difficult. So we need to try to be with them as much as we can, whether it's calling them on the phone or if we can go see them. And we need to be in prayer for all those who feel that time has stretched on and on and on. Try to go outside. Try to see nature. Try to get deep breaths of God's good, sweet air. Try to eat well. Try to exercise. Try to do all those things that will take care of you, so that then you're able to take care of others. If there are other prayer concerns during the time of communion, you can go ahead and write them down. And I will try and mention them, but I think you can see the comments too. So, but we turn now to one moment of just a reminder. The bills for the church keep coming in. We need to pay the power bill. We need to pay insurance. We need to also pay a couple of maintenance things. They just finished doing maintenance on all the air conditioners for the summer, some of those kind of things. We're getting a lot of the springtime bills. And so we need folks to please be sure to keep your giving up. Mail it into the church, put it in the mailbox at the church, but please, please continue to give your offerings and your tithes, because we really do need them. Don Dixon said, as we said in Sunday school many years ago, we need to be present. I don't know if that was at Christmas time, but I know sometimes I use that at Christmas time, that it's not about giving out presents as in boxes of things. It's being present with each other that really matters. And being present can be physical, but it can be emotional, it can be spiritual, it can be lots of different ways. So yes, let us be present to each other. And let us ask God's Holy Spirit to be with us now as we share communion together. We ask for God's holiness to be with us. We ask for His power to be with us. We ask for all good things. We ask for breath and calm. And peace and purpose. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and be at the table of Jesus Christ,
present,
where we gather. One table in many places. One table of miracles and hope. One table where Jesus can teach us everything. For on the night that He was betrayed, our Lord and Savior took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." And in the same way, after supper, Jesus took a cup. And after giving thanks, He gave it to everyone there. And He said, "This is my blood. It is the new covenant I make with you for the forgiveness of sin. When you drink it, remember me." I have been feeling a little bit like this Willow Creek angel this week. She looks a little down. She looks alone. She looks as though she's trying almost to give herself a hug. And her wings are crooked. Yes. God has blessed her and anointed her. God has shown her in the Word to trust and to believe, and she will. Her wings will straighten, and she will give herself one great hug, and then she'll sit down to pray for others. I ask you to do me a favor. Everybody in this room, everybody in this group, I think, knows that I'm a hugger. And I'm missing my hugs. So, I know I'm not alone. I know that it's a bunch of people missing hugs. This is going to sound silly. Do it anyway. Give yourself a big hug. Nope.